Sorry, I just can't get him off the phone, so it's like,
Sorry to interrupt your day. I'm Steve McKellick. I'm an investigator with the Major Crimes Unit with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office. My understanding is that you had some sort of interaction on the 30th with somebody who possibly was seen with a gun?
Correct. Now, okay. I didn't see him personally, but some of our patients that were sitting in our lobby had relatives in the parking lot, and they immediately got phone calls and said, there's somebody out here with a gun.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so I called 911 saying, there's somebody out
there. So you made the phone call?
Correct.
But you didn't see
I did not see the person. The person was in here in our office.
The patient was, or the person with the gun?
The person with the gun.
Okay.
But the gun wasn't visible.
Okay.
He was sitting in our office holding hands with his wife. She got called back into the room here. Mm-hmm. And when the phone calls started coming in, one of our front desk persons says, there's a person... Well, let me start from the beginning.
Sure.
So he was sitting in the lobby, and he was kind of staring very weird at... Just being kind of strange. Just staring at... comes back, and she's like, it's strange. It's this weird stare.
Hmm.
And
okay.
Then our other employee says, do you feel that... That stare, that the glare he has on you, is just really weird. And I said, what, you think he's trying to pick up on you? She's like, no, it's different. You know, it's different.
Okay.
It's very weird. So then he takes off his sweatshirt right in front of them and just kind of stands there for like
still in the waiting room?
Still in the waiting room. She gets called back. He goes outside. She's here in the acupuncturist's room with the acupuncturist when to tell me to say, our patients are getting phone calls that there's a man outside with a gun. I think he's with She jumps out, runs out, and then we never see her again.
So, how did she hear that?
Here, she says, she goes, we're getting calls from patients are getting calls, and there's a man with a gun outside.
Okay.
I think he's with I don't know how she heard, but she heard from her standing here telling me.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Tanya was right here because I was coming out. And she jumped out of
the The one with the door open or the closed door?
She was right here on this first door.
So she was in that room with the door closed?
This room with the door open because there was two other things
that we had to find out. She was in here and the door was open.
She was right here, the door was open. I saw the curtain fly and then she ran out.
Oh, really?
And the acupuncturist was actually working on her back, so he's like, what just happened?
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, he's like,
okay.
She just jumped out of bed and I saw the curtain.
She didn't have needles or anything in there still, did she?
No, he was working manually.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I didn't say elbow, but he was working manually on her.
Okay.
But he said she just run out and left.
So you were sitting here in this office. Here today?
Yes.
Okay. Were the other girls there as well that are here?
Right. He's the one who came back and told me to come in here 5 minutes previous to that saying... He has a weird stare.
Okay. So, does she know who he was?
She saw him, yes.
Okay. Do they know him by name?
I would
have
say
he been
not.
Here before?
We've seen the picture. No, she had never brought him here before.
Okay.
That
you,
we had
you'd seen.
Seen
which picture?
We saw a picture on the...
Oh, in the news?
Right.
Newspaper?
The news.
Okay. And this person you saw in the newspaper, the same person you...
Yes.
That was here?
That,
did you
that,
see him?
That, they confirmed was
okay.
Here.
But you never did see him that
see
day.
Him.
Okay. So your interaction was just being here.
Calling 911. I'm the office manager.
Called,
just kind
got
of protecting
it.
Our
okay.
protecting our staff and our patients,
well.
Basically.
Did you see Eve?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you say anything to her? Did she say anything?
No. She just, like I said, I saw the curtain fly open, her jump off the bed and go through. I was right behind her through the hallway. We locked the door.
So
and
you
I
followed her out
her.
To the front?
Right.
Okay.
We asked everybody to come away from the windows, lock the door, and I called 911.
Okay.
And at that same time, one of the patients had two 15-year-old daughters outside,
mm-hmm.
a 15-year-old daughter and a friend, and she was on the phone saying, Mom, you know, yes, he is out here. He does have a gun.
Okay. Do you know who those people are that...
I do.
Because
one of the gentlemen in here told me he had seen the silver gun in his outside.
Okay.
But when we were out there, said he saw nothing. So I don't know if he'll...
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I'd be interested if I could get whatever information you have of people who you believe may have actually seen him with a gun. That's the information we're kind of looking for. And that's also interesting, the stares that he was giving.
Right.
I'll talk to them up front, if you don't mind, and... excuse me. And get the information from them, what they saw.
Right.
Yeah, my understanding is, I guess, that when the police officers came, they actually weren't able to find anybody that was still here that had actually seen the gun.
Right. The one of the persons that saw the gun was a ride, and she says, we're going to go get gas because we don't want to be anywhere near this. You guys stay inside.
Okay.
So.
Well.
And the other person who saw the gun now says he didn't. So I don't know if you're going to get any information from
him. Well, I'd like to give it a shot at least. At least knowing now that the threat of any retaliation really is not there anymore, if that was his concern.
For this person, it was her ride who brought her, who left to go get gas because they saw him. And her name was... Sir actually spoke to that person over the phone.
Okay.
When they were here.
Okay. Do you happen to have an address for... And I think there's... Is she affiliated here?
System isn't working. It's not giving me Danny's schedule. Oh, here, you know what? Maybe I could just do Danny. For the 30th. Right.
What time do you think it was?
Around 3:45.
3:45 or
between 3:45 and 4.
Okay.
For sure. At this point, it was 3:30. Come back for a second.
And she was a patient or she was the ride?
Patient.
Okay.
Her ride called and said there's an accident.
Okay.
It's good. I want to be careful with him.
Yeah, he's
that's the
get...
one that told me he saw the gun and then didn't. Well, I called him and said, I just want you to know that the situation has been resolved, you know. You know, you don't have to have, like, a safety concern, and his wife just went crazy on me.
Really?
He didn't seem very happy.
He was fine.
Mm. Okay.
He was fine, but he said, she's misunderstanding this, and she called and said, where did you get my husband's number from? Why are you calling him? Why are you calling him to give him gossip? You know, have you ever been cheated on? You know, I don't know you. I don't care about you one way or the other, but you shouldn't be calling my husband to give him gossip. And I said, well, this is an extenuating circumstance.
Yeah.
And I said, I just want him to feel safe coming back to our office. And,
he's a patient or no?
He's a patient.
Okay.
But there was some drama after that.
Yeah. She was just like, well, I don't know you, but if you're married, you should know how it feels with somebody. My daughter works at a clinic, and you're not, did he personally give you his number? I said, no, I got it from our database. Well, my daughter works at a clinic, and she's not allowed to get anybody's number. She just went told, just so you know, she called here 5 times just
really?
To let me know that, you know.
She didn't appreciate it.
Right.
All right, well, what's the phone number for you? Is he local?
And then, who's the gal
girl whose daughters were here, who was talking to the daughter?
She said that her kids were in the car and he was just kind of circling around the cars with the gun.
I don't see how this could.
She's a secondary for Dr.
Was she new that day?
No.
She's not on the schedule.
She. On Dr. Yeah, not on. She was Dr.
So. See it, but.
See it, yeah. So. Stood up. She told us what happened. Maybe a few minutes later. Because she had called her kids in the car, I think. And they said, yeah, we see him walking around the cars. I think almost just assuming it was, he could have been breaking into a car. Or he was just being sketchy, okay. Walking around the cars.
What's your last name?
Okay. I was telling him about the stair that you had actually come back here. Because the stair was so...
Yeah, he was acting really strange. Okay. It's strange enough for all of us to notice that he was acting strange. And she's never brought him in before, and she's been a patient for
so you'd never seen him before?
Never seen him before, and we know her really well. I mean, she's been coming for about a year. Mm-hmm. We know her kids, you know, and she just, it was as if she, something was wrong with him, and she wanted to, like, keep an eye on him or something. Mm-hmm. That's the way it seemed to me, because she got up so quick and took off, and it was like she just, that's all I can assume, because we've never seen him.
How long do you think they were in the waiting room together?
15, 20 minutes, I'd assume. Together, about 15, 20 minutes. And then when she was called back for acupuncture, he couldn't have been there more than another 5 or 10 minutes before he left.
And when you were noticing his odd stare?
Yes.
Was that while she was there?
Yes. But she got up before she went and got treatment. Okay, so he was there with her. I saw them at one point hold hands, and I looked at his face, and he was staring at me in a really weird way, so I didn't really look at his face anymore. But I noticed they had held hands, so I said, oh, okay, so this must be her husband. She got up to go to the restroom, and I looked over at him again, and that's when it was almost like a look like wanting to start something, or it was just a creepy smile. He did something a little bit more strange when she went to the bathroom. She comes back. They sat there pretty quiet the whole time, and then she went back for acupuncture, and that's when a few minutes later he stood up and he took his sweatshirt and hat off and kind of just stood there staring in our direction, like just standing there like wanting attention or something, and then he walked out.
He didn't say anything to you?
Didn't say a word. Mm-mm.
The weird part about it, before this whole thing happened, she came back and said that.
I thought it was a perverted way, but,
because I made fun of her. I'm like, what, you think he's trying to, pick up on you?
Right.
She's like, no, and then comes in, and she's like, she goes, the guy is just staring weird at you, so she noticed it too. This is before this whole thing happened. Okay.
Did he seem to be staring directly at you, or?
So I would ask the girls, maybe more than myself. And both times I looked, he was.
Okay.
I didn't see him looking at any of the other girls. But I didn't look at him a lot because it was just gross. It was creeping me out. So I didn't look at him a lot. Lupe, did you notice the guy at all staring at anyone else? It wasn't anyone else, really?
Yeah, not really. It was just like he was just staring at pretty much her. Because, you can't really see him.
Yeah, I was in his direction, his line.
I noticed right away the stare. He was staring like forever towards her or when I would walk by. But it was just a stare of like hate. Like just
really?
Evil. Yeah, I noticed.
Okay.
I told him right away. Mm-hmm. I told him,
this was before anything happened.
This was before anything happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did say our acupuncturist that when he went and got to come back for treatment, that he gave him a look too.
Okay.
So Danny was kind of freaking out, thinking, I'm touching his wife, and like, who is this guy? And so that could have been, like I was telling the girls, it was much more of like wanting to get attention or something, or wanting someone to notice that he was acting strange,
Okay.
It was more like that.
When he took his sweatshirt off and his hat, did you notice the gun?
No.
No, okay.
No, I looked at his body, like, in my peripheral vision, and I did see a black shirt, black pants, but I didn't notice anything else. I didn't look at his face.
Remember what kind of hat he had?
I think it was maybe a blue hat, some blue baseball hat. I don't remember, though, exactly. Okay. It was a gray sweatshirt hoodie.
Okay.
But I just remember, you know, he just stood up, and that's what keeps coming in my head, is the way he took his sweatshirt and hat off and just stood there for at least, you know, 30 seconds.
At the counter or back at the chair?
At where his chair was, uh-huh. But staring directly at our counter.
And for how long?
30 seconds, probably. Wow. I mean, okay. Long enough where, I mean, we were busy, so it's not like... I just got creeped out enough to where I didn't even want to ask him if he needed help with something, because I just didn't even... who knows what people... I don't
know. Right.
So I just let it be, and then he literally walked out a minute later and said, he's out there by the car, there's a guy with a gun, and that's when he said, yeah, I saw it. I mean...
Called from...
was in our chair.
Okay.
She stood up. You'd have to ask. She said it in Spanish, but from what we got, she said, the guy that was sitting here is outside right now and has a gun.
Okay.
So that's when we all kind of frantically got up.
Like Spanish?
She speaks pretty good English, but she might prefer Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was her ride that said, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go get gas and we'll come back.
Yeah.
And was that a male or a female that gave the ride?
The female called, but she was with the male driver.
Okay.
It was a couple.
Yeah, and...
Okay.
And after that, that's when someone said, well, who is he? And the guy that's with... And that's when just jammed out of here.
Okay.
Immediately. She
and by
knew.
The time the police were here, they were gone. No one could
right.
Nobody could give us an...
They probably... Yeah, they. She probably got him in the car. They took off. And that's the timing... Which is weird, is this was around 4, they probably went right to the school, is what I could only assume, but yeah.
Sounds that way.
Yeah, and that's when after.
We got the call, I think, about 4:45.
Yeah, and that's about a 30-minute drive from here.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's what I get.
Is there anybody else you think of that might have seen him in the parking lot?
Outside? I'd say just, no. I mean...
And you say... Was he in the parking lot?
He parked right next to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he noticed him take something out of his car, put it on top.
Was it on a box or something?
But he in here told me he saw a gun.
Like a chrome.
Gun on his waistband.
Okay.
But once he was questioned, he's like, I didn't see anything. And I don't remember the car. In here, he's like, changing the cars in the 911 call. First they said it was a van, and then they said it was like a little blue minivan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they said maybe magenta, and so they started mixing it up after.
I actually haven't read the report, but somebody told me that part of
mm-hmm.
that there were several different vehicles described.
Right.
Yeah.
And because we didn't personally see it. But
right.
Yeah.
Like I was telling her, my responsibility is to take care of what I have
sure.
in here and let you know what's going on.
And he did exactly right. Get people away and lock the door. That's perfect.
Right.
I'm glad to hear that, actually, that's what you did.
Lupe, I think she said when she got back from lunch, maybe, or she said, I think she said she saw him outside smoking a cigarette, but that was before any of that, so I don't know.
Well, I'd like to find out who her driver was, and... Maybe I'll have a Spanish speaker call her and find that information out. And I'll try to get a hold of
might not be much of
right.
anymore.
Especially if you get hurt, his wife. Don't even call.
Right.
Don't have a female call.
Right. I won't.
Just, she's pretty much harassing
him. For that day.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? I said, I want you to know that anything that goes on here is always professional. Only has to do with this. With his health, and she's like, well, that's not why you called. And I'm like, you know, absolutely right. Okay, I'm not going to argue the point, you know. She just needs, like I told them, she just needs to get it out of her system.
Right.
You know.
So, yeah. So
there were other people in the waiting room, but had nothing to do with
it. I'm more curious about people that saw him in the parking lot.
Yeah. Who, do you have the schedule up? Who else was around that appointment time of I mean, I can't just assume that they saw, but...
And
but if they didn't say anything, we
could. I'm guessing they might have already asked, but are there any video cameras on this building at all?
You'd have to ask Dr. Brett.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Possibly.
Awesome.
He had some installed at his home, and he told us. The gentleman came here to look at the place, but he's never said, yes, I have him.
Okay. Is Dr. Preston here or not?
Yeah, he's in. Yes. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. He said he was going to put some in some of the rooms. And, I don't know if the gentleman saw anything because he was kind of.
Yeah, I was going to go there next.
Yeah.
I've actually used them before, so.
Yeah.
And I don't believe he has any cameras either.
No, he doesn't. Because he asked me to put cameras. He said,
oh, really?
You guys should really put cameras out there. And I said, well, this is a one in a lifetime situation. Although right. I think it's a good idea. He goes, yeah, but something happened not too long ago. I'm like, I'm not aware of that situation. I said, it probably wasn't with us, but I said, it's not a bad idea. He's like, yeah, you guys should put cameras.
Hi, Doctor. I'm Steve McCallick. I'm a detective with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, are there any external cameras on this building or any buildings nearby that you're aware of?
Nearby. I don't know. I just put cameras on my house, and the guy's supposed to come back and put a couple for the waiting room and in the office. But as far as anything here, I don't have any. I doubt the building next to me has any.
Okay.
The same owner. Guys across the street, maybe the radiology center might.
Okay. I'll check.
They might have some. I don't know, but that's the first thing I thought of. There's going to be some footage.
I just wanted to double check with you just to make sure. It's really just, we're doing just background on.
No, I know. I told one of the girls that works for you. Happened.
Okay. Yes.
I can't tell her.
And she works at our office.
Yeah. And so she told me, you know, if I can.
Yeah. Yeah. She came the next day and talked to us and said, oh my gosh, I heard all this.
It was kind of weird because it all started here, and then, you know, we kind of sent me the link to the news that broke
about
what happened in Fillmore, and
I said, it's the same address.
It was the same street.
The timing just...
The timing was right because they left here like around, I think, 3:45, or maybe around 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to Fillmore. They live in Fillmore. Mm-hmm. The street that it happened on was the same block and same street that the patient lives on.
Mm-hmm.
Then they released the name and it was the same last name. Then they released the picture and it goes like that's him. So when we heard that, you know, I told them right away, I said, let's call PD and make sure that they understand that this started here and then the sheriffs took over.
Right.
Because I don't know.
And they did call us the next day. We just have been so busy with other things. It's the first chance I've had to get here.
Yeah.
So very good. Hopefully I'll be able to.
Well, and it probably helps to know that something was going on.
Something
before,
was
as far
up.
As
right.
your defense,
yeah.
you know.
I don't know if you told him, but she never brought her husband before.
Yeah, that's what I had heard before.
And you know, the thought behind it is, and we can never be certain, is you know maybe she wanted to keep a closer eye on him because maybe he was disturbed that day,
mm-hmm.
or maybe he's got emotional issues, maybe he's got taking psychotropic drugs.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, and those are all things we're looking into.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something a public record, but I'm sure that you guys could probably request for toxicologists to establish that. So.
Yeah, well, and the autopsy, that's something they routinely do is check
toxicology. So, when your guys responded, I mean, you just basically went to the house where the vehicle is registered, I assume.
Eventually, after we got a report of a subject at the school with a gun.
Right. Somebody gave you guys a description.
Somebody gave us
followed up to the address.
A description.
Because you didn't know about this till the following day.
We had no idea.
Right.
Well, that's what's weird is the PD's kind of brushed it off, saying, don't worry about it, it's probably a fluke.
Right.
And a
right.
guy with a gun, these days, I don't think it's a fluke.
Right.
So it's kind of weird, but, I don't know. All I know is, being a responsible gun owner, is if someone tells me to drop my gun who's in law enforcement, I need to drop my gun.
Right.
I don't point it and I don't shoot it.
Right.
So I don't know how accurate the news story is, and you guys probably can't disclose any of the stuff,
right.
but whatever you guys need, I mean, if you have any information,
I appreciate that, and you're exactly right. Basically, you have the gist of anything that occurred.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys pulled up, I assume based on what the news said is, I guess he was on the front lawn or in front of the house.
He was out, yeah.
And I don't know if it was in his belt or if he was holding something. So, yeah, I don't know, but he was holding.
And not just one, right?
Yeah, there's two.
Well, we can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're sitting here questioning you now. It's our turn.
Okay. Let me put the red spotlight on you.
Eventually, it was determined there were two weapons involved. Yeah.
I mean, the question, I just, you know, everyone's kind of freaked out because this has never happened. This is a chiropractic office.
Right.
I don't have medicine here. Mm-hmm. I don't have narcotics here.
Right.
I don't have anything here. I don't even have cash here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a merchant machine,
mm-hmm.
and we have checks that we get from the insurance company, or patients usually cut checks. It's
right.
not a cash practice.
Right.
You know, so most people would know not to go in here looking for stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
you never know. Times are desperate.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I guess everybody's a little freaked out about is, you know, was there the possibility that this guy was going to come in here and start shooting?
Yeah, and that's
we locked the door.
Question. That's something we'll never know.
Yeah.
Same with
the school, yeah.
And to be honest with the school, they describe very similar blank stare, just acting very odd. They'd had interactions with him before.
Oh, so maybe it's, did they have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they go, did they go to that school?
I believe so.
I don't know.
The littlest one usually comes in here with one.
Right.
I don't know how many they have, but the little one.
I mean, I did what I thought was best. I just locked the door.
Yeah, you guys did
everybody back here.
Absolutely,
and just get everyone away from the
correctly.